Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. I wanted to talk about something because I've been thinking about it quite a bit, and that is the relationship a person has when they move to a foreign country, and in my case, to Thailand. And I think this is pretty common. A relationship with the country is, in effect, the same as a relationship with a woman. In the very beginning, you're like, oh my gosh, oh, it's magical, I love her so much, oh my darling, oh, I can't wait to see you the next time. I need to spend every minute with you. When am I going to see you again? And that kind of stuff. In the beginning, it's magic. You know, you're going at it all the time. So when you come to Thailand, you're having so much fun. Everything is great. Everything is grand. You can't believe how fun it is, how perfect it is. Wow, this is paradise. And then you've been here for a little while. It starts to dawn on you that, much like a woman who has warts or who is flawed in some ways, you know, it becomes that time of the month and she lashes out at you, or, you know, she likes to fart or burp or whatever it is. You start to see, it's not so perfect. But of course, you still love her. Then you get to the next stage. All right, now, you've got to know each other. You've got past that, oh, my darling, oh, I love you so much. You've started to realize that you both are flawed. You're human. You start to realize that. Now, you realize that Thailand is much like a human. It has its flaws. It has its positives. It has its negatives. And you get to that next stage, and you start to say, well, why do they do that this way? Why are you doing that? Why don't you change? Don't you think it's better if you do it this way than that way? Now, you've seen the flaws and you want to try to correct some of them. So now you're in that third stage. And then once you get to realize that either your woman or your man, whoever it is, whatever it is, your partner, maybe they're going to change some things, and maybe they're not going to change some things. But a lot of times people revert to what they know and what they're comfortable with. It's like boxing. If you're a brawler, a guy can teach you how to box, but almost inevitably, when you get to into a scrap and you get down to the nitty-gritty and you have to, you're going to brawl. Okay? So, when you get past that third stage and you realize, hey, she's not going to change. She'll change some things, but she's not changing everything. So I have to accept her as she is. I have to accept her being flawed, and she has to accept you. Well, it's the same with a country. Thailand, let's face it, it's racist towards foreigners. Their mentality is that most foreigners, the way that they look at foreigners is, oh, you're rich. They view foreigners as a form of currency as opposed to people. I don't mean this, I'm not trying to stereotype all Thai people, but there are quite a few who think that way. So at that point, you're at the point where you're just trying to accept everything. And then you get to the next stage. Whereas, it starts making you a little bit angry. And I gotta admit that when I went to the national parks, I got pissed off. Because here I am, I'm retired, I am a resident here. Your country said it was okay for me to live here and be a resident here. Your country that I paid money into, and that I'm paying for my children's private education, I'm paying for food, I'm paying for the utilities, I'm paying for a house, I'm paying for this, I'm paying for that. And my wife is paying also. And eventually my kids will probably pay. And yet, because I'm white and I wasn't born here, even though I am a resident, I have to pay 10 or 20 times more, or maybe 5 times more. And that pissed me off. And I've been thinking for a while that there's a lot of things that really irritate me here. And, you know, most of the time I just bite my tongue and I don't do much or I don't say much. Because in the end of the day, most of the time, you don't have many options. It's like you either do nothing and accept it, or you leave. Well, the other thing that you can do, because the other thing you can do is you can leave temporarily. And this is what I've done for many years when I was covering boxing and when I was doing travel articles and travel photography and stuff. I was leaving the country every month, every 2 months. Now, in the very beginning, I was leaving every 3 months. So I have to admit that when I went to the South and I went into 3 national parks, and every damn one of them charged me 20 times more what my kids were paying, and 10 times more what my wife was paying. And I have a retirement visa. I am a resident of this country. It pissed me off because I'm not a tourist. I'm not someone coming here to study temporarily and then to go back home. I am a permanent, I'm not technically a permanent resident, but I am a resident, and I've been here for many, many years. I have children here. They're my children. I think once you have children in the country, at that point, you need to be able to get a work permit. You need to be able to have some kind of a 3-year visa that if you're here for 3 years and you pay money, you know the national anthem or whatever, then you become a citizen, or you become a permanent resident. Like in Singapore, you get your PR, you get permanent residency. Next year at this time, there is a chance, pretty good chance, I'm not sure yet. It depends, it's quite expensive, but there's a pretty good chance that I will try for my permanent residency. However, I gotta say that even though I'm gonna try to get my permanent residency, it doesn't mean that I wanna stay here all my life. In the very beginning when I came here, I thought, I'm going to live here all my life. I'm going to die in this place. And, oh, it's so wonderful. And I love this place. Well, I still love it. But you know what? I'm an American. And I like being treated fairly. And I don't feel like I'm treated fairly here. Not always. Sometimes I'm treated fairly, for sure. But many times I'm not. And, I'll give you an example. Today, when I went to Lat Prau Imperial World. Now, it's a 10 minute drive. I've gone halfway there and it cost me 30 baht. I tell the guy, take me to Imperial World. 100 baht. Now, these are guys, I use them all the time. But this one particular guy, I haven't used him. I don't think I'd use them at all. He says to me, 100 baht. I said, no. Not 100 baht. I said, 60 baht. No. 100 baht. I said, well, I don't want to go with you then. So I call one of his partners. I said, hey, how much? 80 baht. I said, no, 60 baht. He says, listen, the price is 70 baht. He goes, that is the price. I said, fine, 70 baht. Now, I went with this guy for 70 baht. I asked the lady across the street, how much is it? It's 70 baht. This guy tried to fuck me out of 30 baht. Now, he didn't. But why did he do that? You know why he did that? Because I have white skin. And I don't take kindly to that. So, do I think I'm going to live here for the rest of my life? Fuck no. I will live in America part-time. See, I'm not one of these people who hates America. I don't. I don't hate America. I think that it's flawed. It's just like a woman. It's flawed. Or a man, if you're a woman, you know, your partner. It's flawed. There are things I will hate about it, but there are things I'll love about it. And I'll tell you, one thing I'll love about it is that I'm an American. It's my country. Okay? I'm in Thailand. This will never be my country. So, the plan is that when my kids get to be older, like, the plan is actually for us is the year before they're to start university, they go to the United States. Now, hopefully at the end of this year, we're going to go for a quick trip, and then maybe they spend the summer. The year before they go into university, they're going to spend the summer in the United States. That's the plan. And then, depending on, you know, their grades and where they can get into, then we will put them into a university. And then what my wife and I want to do is we want to be in the United States part-time, we want to be in Thailand part-time. Depending on how much money we have and whether it's feasible or not, we'd like to possibly spend, say, 4 months in the U.S., 4 months in Thailand, and 4 months wherever else. It really depends on our financial situation. It depends on our kids and how they're doing. But at the very least, I want to live somewhere in the United States on a piece of land not close to people. So that, in other words, I am on my own piece of land, and unless something major happens, unless I leave and go somewhere else, I don't have to see anybody. If I want, I can be on my land, and I can walk around, do what I want, and that's it. When I want to go into the city, I can go into the city. If I don't want to go into the city, I don't. And I'm set up. And then, boom, when it's time, okay, let's go back to Thailand. All right, and then, you know, we have a place in Bangkok. We have her mother's house in Surathani. So we got plenty of places. And then that way, when the place starts irritating me, okay, boom, it's time to go. Because that's how I feel. Listen, I'll tell you what. If you come to Thailand in the beginning, maybe you got a great job. Okay, wonderful. Come work, make your money. When you're done, leave, go somewhere else, whatever, fine. I can understand that. If you're coming for the women, you're coming for the nightlife, okay, fine. How long are you going to do that? I mean, really, unless you got unlimited funds. Once you get past a couple years, I mean, it's not a big deal. It's like going to 7-Eleven, you know, I mean, seriously. So once you get past that, then what else is there? Well, now, you know what there is? There are some great beaches, there are mountains, there are this, there are that, but you're going to have to deal with the other bullshit. Now, if you're here for 6 months, that's fine. It's not a big deal. You just go, I know how they are. But if you're living here every single day of your life, you damn sure better be, you better realize that you're not going to be treated as you are treated at home. Now, you may not be treated well at home, I don't know. I never really had a big problem with how I was treated at home. I've never been one of these people who said, I got out of here because I hate my country. I just wanted to see the world, man. I still want to see the world. There's still a lot of things I want to see. So, anyway, that's all I got for right now. I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Until next time, chok di lat jerk and mine.